Texte numéro 4. Access to guns worsens the US political violence crisis, experts say. After the second apparent assassination attempt against Donald Trump in 2 months, gun safety advocates say the episode underlines the perilous political landscape of potentially lethal violence against public officials in a nation where firearms outnumber people. The incident came 2 months after a shooter opened fire at a Trump campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, killing one attendee, seriously injuring 2 others, and grazing the ear of the former president. Political violence does not represent the values of America and has no place in our democracy. But yet again, a person armed with hate and an assault weapon attempted to take the former president's life, said John Feinblatt, president of Every Town for Gun Safety. There is no room for violence of any kind in our country, and we must keep firearms out of the hands of people hell-bent on tearing apart our political process and our communities. Kamala Harris, in an interview on Tuesday with members of the National Association of Black Journalists, again denounced what the authorities are investigating as an assassination attempt against her Republican opponent. Experts say the rising tide of political violence is hardly unique to the US, but it is exceptionally deadly here. There's a myth that Americans are a uniquely violent people, and we're not, said Garen Wintermute, head of the Violence Prevention Research Program at UC Davis, who has studied the association between firearm ownership and political violence for years. What we have here is a uniquely high rate of fatal assaultive violence, and that's because we have a unique level of access to firearms, which changes the outcome. According to research conducted by his team, Americans who had bought guns since the disruptions of the COVID pandemic in 2020, or who regularly carry loaded firearms in public, expressed higher levels of susceptibility to political violence. A similar but less marked trend was found among owners of assault-style rifles, like the kind often used in mass shootings and in the Pennsylvania attempt on Trump's life. There are, on any given day in the United States, thousands of armed people walking the streets who support the idea of political violence and are willing to engage in it, Wintermute said. When violence is legitimized as a political tool, she said, it risks spiraling out of control, unleashing a threat that looms over public officials of every ideology and at every level, from presidential candidates to lower-level judges and election officials. But if leaders across the political spectrum, including Trump, whose own increasingly menacing rhetoric has contributed to a toxic public atmosphere, forcefully denounced the violence and urged Americans to resolve their differences peacefully, research suggests it could stem the tide. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.